A Charles Paris Mystery. A Doubtful Death, written by Jeremy Front from a story by Simon Brett.
To allay stress and anxiety when I'm in between jobs, I've developed a simple mindfulness routine. Every day I think of three good things.
Scotch. Mini Papadoms. Endeavour on catch-up. What a time to be alive.
Charles!
It was May, and I hadn't heard a peep from my agent since before Christmas, when he promised to get me seen for the show I was now watching and definitely wasn't in.
Charles!
128 days since my last job.
Charles!
Downstairs!
Are you downstairs?
No, I'm downstairs.
When I'm in work, life's peaceful between me and my semi-detached wife-cum-landlady. When I'm out of work, the first few weeks are a phony war. No actual fighting, but I carry a gas mask in the event of an air raid.
I bet it's in your room.
Why would your phone be in my room?
I'm going to look.
That's my room.
There are rules of engagement, and hostilities always begin with a sortie into enemy territory.
Under the bed.
Followed by a skirmish over a neutral zone.
As you've got time on your hands, will it kill you to clean the bathroom?
Combat finally ensued when Francis invaded the sitting room with an unhelpful, helpful suggestion.
What about minicabbing?
Are you stark raving mad?
You've got a licence?
I haven't got a car.
Details.
Quite an important detail for a minicab driver.
Always got an excuse. I need to turn this down.
I'm trying to watch Endeavour.
Shh, shh. I'm calling my phone.
Hang on.
How could you not know you were sitting on it?
I've got a well-upholstered booty catch.
Don't throw it. I'm expecting a cab text.
I could have given you a lift.
You haven't got a car.
You have.
I'm fine.
There you go. If you don't want to be driven by me, why should anyone else?
I don't want to be driven by you because you've been drinking.
Fair enough.
But when you're sober, you could drive things.
Things?
Parcels, packages.
I'm an actor, not a delivery driver, nor will I contribute to the obesity crisis.
What?
If people actually went shopping in actual shops instead of sitting around on their backsides...
As opposed to sitting around on somebody else's sofa, watching somebody else's telly, troughing a bag of somebody else's mini poppadoms and contributing to the obesity crisis.
This is research.
Eating mini poppadoms?
I need to be up to speed in case Morris gets me an Endeavour casting.
Morris, I don't want to badmouth your agent, but a definition of insanity is repeating the same action over and over and expecting a different result. I worry about you, Charles.
I'm like a cat.
You cough up fur balls.
I always land on my feet.
Paws.
For effect?
Cats have paws, not feet.
Got it.
I do worry about you. What do you do when I'm not here?
Rewind and watch it later.
Not tonight. What do you do when I'm not around?
But you are around.
For now.
What does that mean?
The thing is,
What thing?
I've been waiting for the right time to tell you.
Francis?
Taxi's here.
Leave it.
I'll be late.
Francis?
Don't wait up.
You can't freak me out now and then leave. Francis!
Enigmatic exits always put a crimp in my evening. This one cast a long and gloomy shadow. I set an early alarm, hoping to catch her in the morning. Crack of dawn, and she'd already gone out. Who goes to the gym before 11? Returning to bed was futile, so I shuffled to the kitchen for a weapons-grade espresso.
Another day. Another good thing. Good one at last, Ed.
I see Nosferatu continues to stalk this earthly realm.
I never suck blood before lunch. Certainly not blood that's 60% proof.
Yet the living dead still deducts 10% of any blood he does drink.
Nothing dead about me, Bubbler. I've never felt more alive. Full of the joys of spring, skipping through Soho Square at Sparrow's Fart, there was a distinct whiff of verdant renewal in the air.
Verdant or vermin?
Sap was palpably rising in Old Compton Street.
Ugh, too much info, but I'm happy for you.
No, Charles, I'm happy for you.
Why?
Why, he asks. A job is why. Get dressed. Come into town, and I'll give you the lowdown.
How do you know I'm not dressed?
This is a FaceTime call, and your Jason King kimono's all agape.
What?
It's like giving an iPhone to a chimp.
Oh.
Stop waving it around.
I'm trying to turn it off.
I'm not talking about the camera, and you've just taken a pic you might want to delete.
Oh.
come to the office and I'll buy you a revivifying yet moderately priced lunch.
I need to check my diary.
Don't kidder, kidder. Be here for one, hun. I hope you like broth.
Broth?
It's a thing. Morris is all about the broth.
Hi, guys. First time at Obrother, where art thou?
Oh, no, I'm very much bouillon savvy, but my friend's a broth virgin.
Let's just say I'm soup curious.
That's what we like. Okay, I'm going to grab me a barrel and tell you how it works. As a broth repository, we're all about oral wellness.
She had me at all.
Charles.
We've got a trilogy of foundation broths.
Trilogy?
We've got our beef bone broth, chicken bone broth, and vegan broth.
Doesn't quite work for me.
The broth?
The name. Obrother, where art thou?
It's a pun.
Not really.
I think so.
Close, but not quite.
Broth-er.
Yeah, I get it.
Broth-er, Charles.
Piecing it doesn't make it work. It's fine hyphenated on a menu, but broth-er doesn't sound like brother. I don't know who came up with your branding, but...
That'll be me.
Oh.
We'll have two chicken bone broths, extra turmeric, extra ginger, extra spring onion.
Chili and coriander?
Why not? Give us the works. We could all be dead tomorrow.
Does it come with a roll?
No.
I asked for bread, not crystal meth.
Who eats bread?
I do.
Bloat in your own time.
And she sat down, which is inexcusable in my book.
What book?
She crossed the line of formality.
There's a line?
A line of fake friendliness.
You'd prefer genuine rudeness?
Cordial formality.
Next time I'll take you to the Ritz.
Seriously?
Not while there's breath in my body.
Oh, what's the job?
The job? Oh, the job, yes. Hold on to your barrel. Remember I chivvied you into that physical theatre workshop last summer?
Oh.
Two chicken bone broths, extra turmeric, ginger, spring onion, chilli and coriander.
I looked down at a jam jar filled with what looked like an early morning sample. It smelled of puritanism and tasted of disappointment.
Congratulations, you passed the audition.
For drinking stock.
For kick fever.
Well, that was a year ago and I wasn't aware I auditioned for anything.
Why do you think I moved heaven and earth to get you into a workshop with the most zeitgeisty theatre group, Denosure?
I thought it was a punishment.
Tomasz Glinka is the saviour of British theatre.
This week.
He's the theatre practitioner.
Pass the pepper.
Don't get too excited.
It's difficult to get excited over salt water with bits.
Forget the broth.
I'd love a roll.
He's offering you a roll.
A bread roll. Who doesn't serve soup with bread?
It's not soup. It's broth.
Sophistry. What's the show?
Hamlet.
Oh, give me a break.
This is a break.
The kind of break I could do without. Hamlet again.
What's wrong with Hamlet?
Nothing was wrong with it 400 years ago or the first 5 million times it was staged.
It's Shakespeare, Philistine.
Oh, Shakespeare.
What are you, 12?
There should be a moratorium on Hamlet.
Barbarian.
Not just Hamlet. Shakespeare. Ban the canon for 100 years.
Call yourself an actor.
I'm serious.
Thought you were all about the art.
I am. I'm just not about wearing tights and shouting Tudor verse in the evening.
No one wears tights anymore.
King Lear, Regent's Park, open air.
All right, they were tights.
You saw my Edgar.
I could hardly miss it, dear.
Stop it. I walked onto that blasted heath looking like Professor Wolofsky.
Oh, I thought the eccentric dancing was part of your characterization.
It wasn't eccentric dancing. A wasp got into my doublet.
Well, kick fever don't do doublets or tights. And as you're so averse to Tudor verse, you're in luck. Glinka's detextualizing the play and reimagining it as a visceral, audiovisual assault on the senses.
Ah.
Have you been possessed by the spirit of Quentin Letts?
Can't you get me an Endeavour? I want to be a supercilious don in a single-breasted tweed sports jacket, nice pair of flannel trousers, good brogues, slightly scuffed, but clearly benchmade by a proper Northampton bootmaker. Come on, Morris, I was born to play an academic.
I'm afraid it's all academic, this season's cast. They're already filming. But if it's Oxford you fancy, that's where Hamlet's opening.
Which theatre?
They've taken over a disused boatyard by the river.
Oh, of course they have. What's the part?
Polonius.
The one who gets stabbed in the arras.
Here endeth Paris's knowledge of Hamlet.
I know Hamlet. Dooby-dooby-doo.
To be or not to be.
Whatever.
This'll be a game-changer for you. Kick fever are critic-proof. Time Out was salivating over their 120 days of Sodom.
Oh, you put me right off my broth. And believe me, that's saying something.
Give me strength.
I suppose I'll have to do it.
You don't have to.
Ah.
But if you don't, it may be time for us to part company.
If you don't do it, I'll rent your room.
Not you too.
Kick fever, Charles. Kick fever.
You're buffering.
Yentob did an imagine on them.
Is that a euphemism or street slang? They're just a theatre company.
They're theatre makers.
No, Francis. Builders are theatre makers. And as far as I know, kick fever are not in the construction game. Cool. I've agreed to the gig, so let's draw a line under it. And get back to you.
Me?
What's wrong?
Nothing. Something's wrong.
You said there was something you were going to tell me, but you'd been waiting for the right time.
When?
When I was trying to watch Endeavour last night.
Oh, last night. Who'd done it, by the way?
Never mind who'd done it. What were you going to tell me?
Oh, that.
Yes, that. You still haven't told me what that is, so now it's my turn to worry about you. Something's wrong and I'm scared.
Of what?
Losing, you idiot. Now you've made me upset, which is very uncool for an emotionally repressed man of my age and social background. Will you please tell me what's so important that you've been waiting for the right moment to tell me?
I've been doing a lot of thinking and talking to friends and I'm going to travel.
You mean you're going on holiday?
I'm going to travel. There's a difference.
The only difference is a smug sense of self-righteousness and the length of time you're away.
Well, I'm going for a year.
Aren't you a bit old for a gap year?
How dare you?
How dare me? You let me believe you were dying.
I'm not responsible for your lurid imaginings. Anyway, we're all born astride the grave.
Don't quote Beckett at me.
We're all on the downward escalator.
Could be upward.
Trust me, Charles, your escalator's definitely heading for the bargain basement.
So I needn't worry.
About hell?
About you. You're not in imminent danger.
Not as far as I know, but I'm touched by the concern.
As you're not about to drop off the twig, I can start mocking your gap year.
Stop saying it like that.
Are you backpacking with your bestie?
Shut up.
You're going to get like a tattoo in like Thailand.
Fingers and ears, not listening.
You can't do a gap year without a tat, Francis.
At least I'm open to new experiences, unlike Grandpa Grouchy.
I'm open.
I'll be the judge of that when I see you in Hamlet, assuming you don't bail out.
I never bail. 50 says you'll be on a plane home first sight of a snake.
50p or 50 quid?
Quid.
I'll raise you. 100 says you'll bail before opening night.
Deal.
Oxford town, Oxford town. Everybody
the next stop is Oxford.
To the hardcore drama cognoscenti, Tomáš Glinka and Kick Fever are the mothership of contemporary avant-garde theatre. And on my walk from the station, a rash of publicity told me that the city of dreaming spires was already infected by Kick Fever fever. I paused outside the Sheldonian to read a poster.
A piercingly relevant reimagining for our times. Kick Fever present Hamlet, enabled, by Tomáš Glinka from the play by William Shakespeare. Ouch, relegated to fourth on the bill.
If you like Hamlet, can I interest you in a ghost tour of Oxford?
My accoster was tall, young, thin and pale, wearing a top hat and an opera cloak.
Well, I don't believe in ghosts.
Me neither, but I've got a 40k student loan to pay off.
I feel your pain.
You've got a student loan?
I'm an actor.
I feel your pain.
Are you an actor?
As things stand, I'm now just an unofficial tour guide back where I started.
You were a student here.
I've got the photos and student debt to prove it.
I imagine Oxford's a good place to be a tour guide.
It's just a bad time to be a graduate.
It's always a bad time to be an actor, or so my agent tells me.
Well, if you're ever in the market for a tour...
I know where you are.
I've got a portfolio career. Top hat and cloak, ghost tour of Oxford... Mortarboard and gown, academic Oxford tour, wizard's hat and cloak, Harry Potter tour.
I'm sensing a theme. Do you do anything without a cloak or gown?
Oh, I'm not that desperate.
No, it wasn't a proposition.
It happens. But I wear a suit for the Inspector Morse tour and dress up as the Mad Hatter for the Alice in Wonderland tour.
They all sound great, but sadly I'm here to work.
Endeavour.
Moot point. I don't suppose you know a boatyard called Clements and Sons.
You're not with Kick Fever.
Yeah, actually. Yes, I am.
Cool.
Cool?
Very cool.
Cool in the eyes of a millennial. I slipped the kid a few quid for his directions. Well, for showing me how to use the sat-nav on my phone.
Oh, well, looky here. Charles Paris, as I live and breathe.
Like Marcel's Madeleine, the heavy scent of patchouli oil transported me back 40 years.
Vicky Brewer-Milne.
Well spotted.
You haven't changed at all.
I'm looking for your guide dog. It's got to be what?
I'm guessing 1976, Hornsey School of Art, Uncle Albert burns the barricades.
Industrial happenings for industrial people.
Remind me, did we ever smash the system?
It's a long-term project, comrade. Hey, you got a light? I'm out of gas.
Still smoking roll-ups here.
Oh, still using a zipper?
It doesn't run out of gas. And it's a design classic, like me.
You mean vintage?
Well, we're the same age.
No comment. I'm so glad you're here.
You only want me for my zipper.
It's a relief to be with someone who doesn't wince when I light up. They're all joyless young Puritans, worshipping at the temples of their own bodies.
Well, it's a physical theatre group. It does what it says on the mission statement.
Yeah, in our day, physicality and pleasure were synonymous. Don't panic. You're safe. Not my type anymore.
Too vintage.
Too male.
Got it.
Mm. I think we're going to have fun.
Haven't you read the website? Kick Fever don't do fun.
Oh, someone's done us homework.
I bookmarked it. Our ethos blurs the line between performer and onlooker, using a cross-platform multimedia immersive experience in which audiences feel uncomfortable yet complicit as they ask who is the viewed and who is the voyeur.
And what's that in translation?
No stage, no bar, and no tub in the interval.
Why did I let my agent say yes?
Why did you?
She said she'd drop me if I didn't do it.
Snap.
I begged her to get me a Vera.
I begged mine to get me Endeavour. Who are you playing?
Ophelia.
Really?
Gertrude, idiot. You?
I'm not playing Ophelia either.
Well, all the roles are off nowadays.
Polonius.
Oh, look yonder, Polonius. Here comes your daughter, fair Ophelia.
Hey, Charles.
Oh, you know each other?
We met at one of Thomas's workshops. Charles pulled a muscle because he refused to warm up with the rest of us.
I learnt my lesson and ended up walking like Groucho Marx for a month.
Jenny's too young for Marx Brothers references.
No. Thomas asked me to play Virginia Woolf in a polemical performance installation dialectic based on a game of tennis Virginia played with Groucho in 1928.
That sounds...
fun.
It wasn't really about fun. More a set of choreographed questions exploring how nationalism and imperialist self-loathing were feminologically linked to racial bigotry in pre-war Europe.
Sorry I missed that.
Have you and Vicky worked together before?
No, we just arrived on the same train.
I think I shocked her with my bad behaviour.
No.
What did she do?
I did. A Cornish pasty, a packet of salt and vinegar, a brownie and a ready-mixed can of G&T.
That's four of your five a day.
I wasn't shocked.
And now I'm smoking. Oh, I'm sorry, Jenny. I'm a lost cause from a troubled generation.
My generation have got our own problems.
But you can address yours through choreographed questions.
I guess maybe we're more emotionally intelligent.
Emotional intelligence always sounds like an oxymoron to me.
Well, this is nice.
So, where's everyone staying?
I'm commuting.
Oh, good luck with that. I've got a room in a student house.
Good luck with that.
Oh, students aren't what they used to be.
I think Tomash is waving at us.
We ought to go in.
I'll just finish killing myself. Did you see that up-down look?
What?
In a single glance, I was scanned, assessed, and found wanting. And that's a guilty walk, if ever I saw one.
Guilty about what?
She blushes every time anyone mentions Tomash.
She's just enthralled to Kick Fever.
If you say so. Hey, before we go in, can you tell me what a polemical performance installation dialectic is?
You know Cats?
Yeah?
Not that.
After a get-to-know-you, we were briefed by our visionary director, or as he preferred, performance practitioner and creative facilitator.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to your new home.
Tomasz had renounced the title director as a throwback to a paternalistic theatre of autocratic despotism, or so it said on his manifesto.
Anyone who's worked with me before knows that I don't direct. I guide. I facilitate.
Vicky jabbed me in the ribs, causing me to snort coffee all over my lightweight, moisture-wicking dance trousers.
Are you okay, Charles?
No, pollen season.
This is not a rehearsal room. It's a crucible, a laboratory, a circus, and above all, a safe space. A space to try things out, to experiment without fear of failure. Although failure's good, yeah? Failure's just success without the applause. It's through failure that we learn.
Amongst the intense faces, saucer eyes and earnestly nodding heads, Jenny stared at Tomasz in a state of transcendental devotion, making me feel like an apostate in a cult religion.
We're here to explore, to learn, to generate questions, to yield answers, to navigate our way through this crazy labyrinth, if only we had a sat-nav. What we do have is our bodies, our imaginations, our instinct, and this dog-eared old map. I've got it here somewhere. Oh, yeah. Hamlet, by some guy called Shakespeare. Okay, so Take a few minutes, grab a drink, meet the family, then we'll reconvene.
Well, yeah.
All I wanted was an episode of Vera.
Yeah, and all I wanted was an endeavour, but here we are, so let's show them we're still in the game.
Charles, Tomasz wants us for a connectivity duet.
Coming.
What's a connectivity duet?
No idea.
You still in the game?
So, when Jenny's hands are on top, she controls all of your movements. Just stay in close physical contact at all times and we'll see where it leads us.
Jenny was 30 years younger and 5 stone lighter, so keeping up was easier said than done.
Feel her energy flowing through you.
After English at Oxford, she'd studied mime in Paris under a Polish dramaturg and trained in Chinese folk dance with a Lithuanian gymnast in Stuttgart.
Fantastic!
My professional career kicked off in Rookery Nook at Southwold Rep, so it's fair to say I felt a tad out of my depth.
I'm sensing a high tensility between you.
The only tensility I felt was in my right calf.
You're like a suspension bridge in a hurricane. You okay?
I think I just snapped a cable.
Fortunately, a cramp is just a cramp, but it was enough for me to be given a stick and to be sent home early to rest.
I'm dead on my feet.
What's with the limp?
Cramp due to a connectivity duet, don't ask.
Have you eaten?
I haven't got the energy to chew and I've got to be up in 6 hours. I don't think I can do this.
Then I win. That was an easy 100 quid.
It's the commute, not the show. I think I'm going to have to find digs in Oxford.
It'll be better than commuting.
It can't be worse.
Oxford's a great place to live. Tons of amenities, great cultural life, loads of restaurants and pubs. You love pubs.
I'm only talking about moving for the run of the show.
You never know. You might like it so much you decide to put down roots.
I've got roots here.
Yeah, about that.
What?
When I go travelling...
On holiday?
Travelling. Well, I'm going to rent the house.
What?
I'm going to get tenants.
You've got a tenant?
Proper paying tenants.
What about me?
It's only for a year.
What about my stuff?
Most of your stuff fits into a couple of wine boxes.
I can't believe you're chucking me out of my own home.
A, it's my home. B, it's only for a year. And C, I'll ask around, see if I know anyone with a room going in Oxford.
Why not just put me into a workhouse?
I don't think there are workhouses anymore, Charles.
It's only a matter of time. Still in shock. And after another hellish commute, the company gathered on a riverside path to film inserts for the show.
How's the leg?
Oh, better. And thanks for asking.
If you don't want it to happen again, keep working on your core.
If I can find it.
I'm serious. The kick fever method relies on mind and body being in balance. The more I explore Ophelia's physicality, the better I understand her mental fragmentation.
Jenny! A moment!
What was all that? Looks a bit heavy.
Jenny wants me to work on my core.
Remember when we just had to say our lines and not bump into the furniture?
Now we have to say our lines while people pick us up and carry us around.
Look at the way Jenny stares at him.
Who?
Tomasz. She's like a midwitch cuckoo.
Tomasz and Jenny were in deep conclave as they wandered into the trees.
Why are adults dressed like wizards?
Harry Potter's Oxford tour. My tour guide friend was in full wizarding gear, surrounded by eager Gryffindors.
They want to know what we're doing.
Well, if they find out, I hope they tell us. I need a coffee. You?
No, I'm good.
In search of my core, I went for a stroll, and that's when I spied Tomasz and Jenny in a full-on embrace. I beat a hasty retreat and found Vicky by the bridge.
You made the right call. Oh. Charles?
Sorry, what?
The coffee's filthy.
Okay, have you got phones?
Just turning mine off.
No, Hamlet phones.
What's a Hamlet phone?
2 more phones over here, please.
Okay.
We've got remote cameras everywhere. Up in the trees, on the punt, a couple on the bridge.
Here you go, 2 phones.
Thanks. So everything we shoot this morning, I edit together to project onto 10 big screens around the performance space. So the remote cameras shoot you, but you also shoot each other. Viewer versus viewee, yeah?
Viewer versus viewed.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, it's only words, right? Look, the multiplicity of images is a metaphorical visual signifier for Hamlet and Ophelia's conflicted states of mind.
That's why there are 4 Hamlets.
There you go, but Ophelia and the Hamlets are young and narcissistic. So they're not just filming each other, They're filming themselves, like selfies. I did a lot of R&D at the National Portrait Gallery. Those miniatures they used to carry around? Basically, they're Tudor selfies. They used Nicholas Hilliard. We use Instagram filters.
What the hell is Jenny doing?
Getting into the zone for her mad scene.
She should try acting. Sheer faith.
She makes method actors look lightweight.
As soon as Jenny had reached peak ophelia, Tomáš told us to raise our Hamlet phones. Ophelia was filming herself.
The morning be time.
We were filming her.
And I am made at your window.
Meanwhile, the whole thing was being filmed by adults dressed as Gryffindors, Slytherins, Ravenclaws, and Hufflepuffs.
Then I'll be Rose and your disclose.
Ophelia may have been losing her mind, but overlooked by Hogwarts kids and a tour guide dressed as a wizard, the whole scene had a surreal, dreamlike quality. A psychological disintegration filmed by Fellini and Bunuel.
Let in the maid, then out a maid, never departed. Never departed.
She's dry.
I don't think so.
Never. Never. Never.
At first, I assumed Jenny's paroxysm was a creative decision, but I sensed unease amongst the cast.
This is either genius or very scary.
I think she's having a panic attack.
Ashen-faced and hyperventilating with a thousand-yard stare, Jenny's eyes were fixed on the bemused group of camera-wielding tourists.
And cut!
Nevermore!
Jenny?
Nevermore!
Are you okay?
Nevermore!
Tomáš approached her, arms outspread.
Don't touch me!
He jumped back as Jenny pushed past him and ran barefoot, sobbing into the trees, while tourists applauded as she disappeared from sight.
That was either an award-winning performance or something much, much darker.
Fearing the worst, I turned to the actor playing Claudius, who looked back at me and shrugged. What we had witnessed left us both speechless. Then I remembered he was a mime artist.
In episode one of Charles Paris, Charles was played by Bill Nye, Francis by Suzanne Burden, and Morris by John Glover. Dan was Will Kirk, Vicky, Jessica Turner, Jenny, Scarlett Courtney, Tomáš, Ian Conningham, and the waitress, Lucy Reynolds. A Doubtful Death was written by Jeremy Front from a story by Simon Brett. The director was Sally Avens.